NewsRamp Finance Podcast, Wednesday evening, April 1st, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
Leontech publishes results of its annual general meeting 2026. Leontech AG shareholders approved all proposals at the annual general meeting in Zurich. The meeting had 102 shareholders, representing 453,102 shares, and an independent proxy with 1,152 shareholders and 11,252,476 shares. All proposed board of directors members were re-elected, including Christopher Chambers as chairman. Shareholders also elected new members, Barbara Heller and Jörg Steiger. Various proposals, including financial reports and composition changes, were approved. More details available on Leontech's website.
PPAC Private promotes Lisa Brandy to Senior Vice President Treasury Management Sales. Lisa Brandy has been promoted to Senior Vice President Treasury Management Sales at PPAC Gladslung Financial Corporation. In her new role, she will oversee the development and expansion of commercial client relationships, focusing on treasury management and escrow solutions. With a background in leadership positions at Capital One Bank and Chase, Lisa brings a wealth of experience to her new position. For more information, visit www.peapacprivate.com.
Mission Irene News breaks Masimo Group reports 2025 results, expands margins amid strategic shift. Masimo Group reported a significant expansion in gross margin to approximately 37.5% for the fiscal year ended December 31, 2025, driven by product mix optimization and cost efficiencies. Despite a decline in revenue to $71.80 million, the company maintained profitability with $1.50 million in net income. Masimo continues to advance operational initiatives to support long-term, higher-margin growth.
Gold is hovering around $4,500 an ounce amidst a stronger dollar and delays in rate cuts. Despite current price corrections, long-term prospects for precious metals like gold remain bullish due to factors like de-dollarization and central bank accumulation. Companies like Platinum Group Metals Limited are focused on the bigger picture rather than short-term price swings.
Investor news breaks: Wheaton Precious Metals Corp. files Form 40-F, sets May 8th shareholder meeting. Wheaton Precious Metals Corp. has filed its Form 40-F with the SEC, releasing its audited 2025 financial statements. The company's annual and special meeting of shareholders is set for May 8, 2026, at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time, to be held both virtually and in person at the Conrad Hotel, New York, downtown. Shareholders can participate and vote in real time through the online platform.
Perpetuals.com Limited to present AI-driven trading platform at Emerging Growth Conference. Perpetuals.com Limited is set to showcase its AI-driven trading platform at the upcoming Emerging Growth Conference. TO Patrick Groon will discuss the company's strategy and engage with investors during the online event on April 1, 2026. The platform combines artificial intelligence, blockchain settlement, and EU-compliant market infrastructure, aligning with European regulatory frameworks. Stay tuned for more updates from Perpetuals.com.
Greenlane Holdings, Inc. announced 1-for-8 reverse stock split. Greenlane Holdings, Inc. announced a 1-for-8 reverse stock split of its outstanding shares of common stock, effective April 6, 2026. The company's common stock will trade on a reverse stock split adjusted basis on the NASDAQ Capital Market under the symbol GNLN. The reverse stock split aims to enhance the perception of the company's stock as an investment, attract a wider range of investors, and comply with NASDAQ listing rule 550A2.
Get fast cash with payday loans in California. Get fast cash with payday loans in California through Cashback Loans. With over 20 years of experience, Cashback Loans offers quick and easy payday loans for residents facing emergency financial needs. The company's streamlined online application process, fast approval, and same-day funding make it a go-to option for Californians in need of quick access to funds. Learn more at cashbackloans.com.
Silver Crown Royalties reports audited financial results for 2025. Silver Crown Royalties Inc. reports audited financial results for 2025, showcasing record revenues of $1,233,408 based on silver royalties. The company anticipates exponential growth with acquisitions like PPX Mining's Igor 4 project in Peru, despite a total loss of $4,309,043. CEO Peter Burez remains optimistic about future revenue growth and the robust royalty portfolio. For more details, visit the company's website or CDA Plus.
Hong Kong exporter sentiment moderates amid global uncertainties. Hong Kong exporters have adopted a cautious stance in 1Q26, according to the Hong Kong Trade Development Council. The Export Confidence Index showed moderate declines, with the current performance index at 46.5 and the expectation index at 46.9. Despite uncertainties, the jewelry and clothing sectors performed well, while electronics faced disruptions. E-commerce engagement is set to boost sales, with the Chinese mainland as a leading market.
ESPG reports positive group earnings for 2025 and stable portfolio development. European Science Park Group, ESPG, AG reported positive group earnings for 2025, marking the first profitable year since 2022. With gross rental income stable at €15.9 million and equity rising to €83.1 million, the company demonstrated resilience in a science park portfolio despite market volatility. ESPG anticipates higher vacancy levels in 2026, presenting opportunities for targeted value enhancement within the portfolio. Fast and flexible payday loans now available in Stockton. Fast and flexible payday loans are now available in Stockton, California through Cashback Loans. With an easy online application process, residents can quickly access the financial support they need for unexpected expenses. Cashback Loans offers fast approval, direct deposits, and flexible repayment options to help individuals manage their finances with ease.
Cyber stocks tumble amid reports Anthropic is testing new AI model. Cybersecurity stocks took a hit as reports emerged that Anthropic is testing a new AI model with advanced cyber capabilities, sparking security concerns. This news is rattling investors in the cybersecurity sector, highlighting the disruptive potential of AI. Companies like Core AI Holdings Inc. are quick to embrace this technology, recognizing its transformative power.
Fast and flexible Lake Elsinore payday loans available online. Fast and flexible Lake Elsinore payday loans are now available online through Cashback Loans. The company offers quick approval times and a user-friendly application process, eliminating the need for in-person visits. With a focus on transparency and customer satisfaction, Cashback Loans provides clear information on loan terms and repayment options. Residents can rely on Cashback Loans for quick financial relief in times of need.
Fast and convenient payday loans now available in Antioch. Fast and convenient payday loans are now available in Antioch thanks to Cashback Loans. The company's new financial solution aims to help residents manage unexpected expenses with quick funding and an easy online application process. With a focus on transparency, customer support, and competitive rates, Cashback Loans is committed to providing a reliable option for those in need of financial assistance.
Meridian Holdings reports record fourth quarter revenue of $49.60 million and record full year 2025 financial revenue of $182.90 million. The company's financial results for the fourth quarter and full year ended December 31st show revenue growth of 8% and 21%, respectively. Despite a net loss in the fourth quarter, primarily due to non-cash charges, Meridian Holdings remains focused on strong execution and disciplined capital allocation for 2026.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast.
At